Okay, let's go. Okay. Last week, we were talking about Shmona Kukim. I suggested something, okay? And I think it's very correct, okay? And I want to explain to you also how Hilchos Deis works out, okay? And we'll see how we get through the thing, okay? So now, what I suggested is that Shmona Prokim is the Hilchos with Furus HaNefesh, and with Furus HaNefesh are about my personal Shlemus, okay? Which of Lachta Bedrocha. The last two Prokim in the Rambam is talking about Tikkun Cheves HaOlam, which is not necessarily my problems of the Furus HaNefesh, but it's a question of society getting together and those other things. Okay. Now, interesting. Here we go now, like this. Ram Shmona Prokim. Perek Dalet. V'zeh sha'teiro omnam osro ma she'osro בציבסו, מה שציבסו, מזו יסציבו, וצוינו לא ימי, כשנחיק מן הקוצר הואחות, יויסה על צער ההלגו. The Torah is trying to give us midas. שאיסו המחרוס אסורויס, כולם, ואיסו הביויס או אסורויס, ואזהורו מן הקדשו, וחיוב כסוב וקדושן, עם כל זה לא יסיעה Muteris Tomid, El Teosim Itis Hanida, Valeda, Vimze, Sigu Chachomenu Lamaid Hatashmish, Vizil Mize, Kamoshi Biano, Bissanhedju, Hine Zekuloi Omnom, Chivu Hashem, Kedei Shenachik Minakotzara, Melchak Rav, Venetim in Amitsua, El Kotze, Heder Hargosha, Bahano Maat, okay, Kritikba Menafshenu. Tchunas Aprishus. This is Tchunas Aprishus. Okay? Next, V'chule. I just wanted to give you an example of one. This is now the important thing. U'b'zeh ha'b'china bochan leiv ha'mitzis v'timseno kulon margilois k'ichas ha'nefesh. Okay? So leiv ha'mitzis margilois k'ichas ha'nefesh, and that's the pshat in Hilchos Deis. They should all be Hilchos Deis. Leiv ha'mitzvah Torah, correct? Correct? Is that a reasonable assumption? K'moi she'ne'esar ha'nekomo u'gulas hadam bi'omroi le'sikom v'le'sito azoiv tazoiv hokeim tokim k'dei she'yechlash k'ich ha'kino v'haka'as. He makes this not an issue of tikkun cheves ha'odom, but a poshut midas, and that's why it's not the leisiko v'leisito is not the midah itself, but it's a halchoka for midas like leiv mitzvah Torah, and then oibazeh it has nothing whatsoever to do with Hilchos Deis. The Rambam Mishneh Torah made a major case. And what he did was, he said that I'm going to expand Deis into Tikkun Cheves B'nai Odom, as the Ram says clearly in Moreh Nevuchim. And once you do that, then you conclude Leisikon V'Leisito. I want to show you more than this, okay? More than this. And this is absolutely amazing, okay? So we talked about, if you go through, is there, I don't know if there's Mada there at the bottom there, in the second, first one, I don't know, or it's in the living room, whatever. Is there Mada there? So if you want, you can get one, or whatever it is, or I'll wait till I can get one. You want to, I can wait a second, you want me to get it? You'll get it? Okay. I'll just say one thing, okay. So this, we're going to try to set up all the, I'm going to try to explain to you how Perek Vav and Perek Zayin work, okay? And that was the major breakthrough in the Rambam, right? That what happened, that Leisikom Leisito ended up in Tikkun Cheves Adam, and it's not a hachoka for Midas, but it's obedient to the Midas, and the Rambam made that discovery in the Shoshim already. Okay? And that's why he puts Leisikom Leisito and Midas. Okay? That, I mean, well, no, that's, you know, when I suggested, the truth is, I suggested Shmona Prokim last week with trepidation, but the truth is, it's extremely, extremely important. Okay. So, it goes like this, okay? Now,
well, I'm sorry, what do you mean B'chal Midas? B'chal Midas is, it's not what?
It's not Balachta B'drochov. But there's an expanded definition of deis. It's called deis, okay? It's called deis, and the expanded definition of deis in The expanded definition of deis includes tikkun cheves adam, and that the Rambam discovered here in the Shoshim. That's the amazing thing. Now, let me show you. I want to show you how chayach tchich. I want to show you the whole scoop. Okay. Now, I had a little difficulty, but I think I can get through them all now. Okay. At the beginning of Perek Shishi, he's talking about derech biyosa shel adam liyos nimshach b'deis. So that still goes back to the Hilchos Deis of Perek Hay and Perek after Perek Hay. Okay. Then he throws in, I can't explain to you why, Uboy Sidbok, because she did Bokham, it ends up in the same thing in a different way, but I don't know, Nim May say him, it doesn't say clearly that the purpose is to learn Midas, okay? And it really is not, the Uboy Sidbok is to be Dervik with them. It could be the purpose is to learn Midas, okay? But he doesn't tell you exactly what's happening, okay? Now, that was Gimel. Now, Dalit. Mitzasei, I'll call Odom Lahov call Echod V'Echod Yisrael to Gufay. Shem V'After Ach Kamoicha. That's Tikkun Cheves Odom. Okay, Bnei Odom, and that's Avo, and that's the Rambam over here in Shoyes Chi. Halacha Dalet, Avos Ager. That's also B'Seder, correct? That's a separate mitzvah. V'After Mes Ager. Okay. Halacha Hey, Kol Aseni Echod. Mi Israel, believe by over, Blaisa, Seshnemel, Sisnes, Rechibo. Sino is the opposite meter of Ahavo, okay? And we'll see later that it could be the Rambam is referencing Lysisnes, Rechibo, Vavecha, also over here in the Shosh, right here. And we'll see about it. Maybe we'll get to it, okay? Next. Now, I said to myself, wasn't doing anything, okay? So it's an amazing thing. The way he presents it in Mishneh Torah, okay? The Ram didn't put Hocheich Tochich Samisecha in this list over here, correct? And the way he presents Hocheich Tochich Samisecha in Sefer Mitzvahs is, let me just take that, yeah, one second, do me a favor, what mitzvah is that? It's probably mitzvah say reish, something, one second. Okay. Now he has like this. Reish hey, reish vav is lav ze, reish zayin is lav zager. Okay. Reish hey, hatzivu ish nitztavinu limchais beisei avero, over Misha Zemim Lasaisa. It's something to do with Isa Avera. Ula Asira Akach, Bedvorim Elochicha. Bedvorim. Vein Odom Mimeno Rasho Eloima An Iloi Echte Vloi Echte Zulasi Zenyono Im Eloko. Zen Negrator. El Onu Mitzuvim Shaloi Navo Vloi Nanich Lzulosenu Miumosenu Laavo. ומי שזוהים הם לא עבור חייבה הכל הם להוכיחו למונו. אוקיי? בסדר? So clearly that has nothing to do with Ava and sin, nothing to do with anything. Correct? Now, listen to how he does it. In this I was amazed by. Look how he does it in Hilchos Deis. Oleh, כשיחדה הלוך עבור, כשיחדה איש, Liish, lo yistemenu viyishtoy. It's a personal affront. It's right after the love of sinner. He basically is expressing. He feels in his heart that he was he was embarrassed or something happened to him. Okay, and he feels a certain twinge of sin in his heart. Okay. כמו שנאמר רישויים, לא דיבר אבשלום עם אמנום למירב יעטריב, כי שונא אבשלום אס אמנון. הוכיח תוכיח is an expression of the midah of sinner. And this midah, the tchunas chavos odom, and push it into society, tikkun, chavos b'nei odom, you have to mechiach them if they did something, a personal affront. Okay, you see how he did it? Mamish, the whole switch. Ella mitzvah olav lo idea v'loim aloi lomo sisili kach v'kach v'lomo chotosili b'dovo kloni shenem ochir t'rezmech v'imchoza v'bikesh menem limcho lo itzoch limcho v'loi aloich. Then the second thing aloich havei roi shechota oi shehu hoilich b'derech lo itaiva mitzlach zil v'mutov lo idea shuchete al atzmoi v'mais v'roim shenemo. That's the second chunk. Right? So it's mamish, a whole different expression in Sefer Mitzvos. Okay? And interesting. One second. Interesting. Yes, I think I have a wash again. One second. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I just had the lotion here, I just had to find it, I'm sorry that I didn't prepare it here for you. I think that the Ram says in Shmone Prokin, when he talks about Ochech Tochech Zamisecho, it's to bring in the Rav Mitzvahs to give you the Midah, it's in order to break the Midah by Shonus. Okay? So this is exactly what you expect Ochech Tochech Zamisecho. And that's why in Sefer Mitzvahs, which is would be, he didn't change his mind about that. It's nothing to do with Sefer Mitzvahs. But in Mishneh Torah, it went to Hilchos Deis. Okay? Just want to show you how this works. Okay? Continuing. So this is mamish beautiful. In Ram, it's mamish, it's like mamish. Like, I didn't say anything. You know, the difference in the Seder and Sefer Mitzvahs, Mishneh Torah is amazing, correct? Okay. Now. Mi shechoto lo, now listen to halacha tes. Mi shechoto lo av chaveiro, v'lo yotz lo chicha, v'lo ydi b'lo yimurumo, v'bnei shuhu hach, shohoy achoy te'edit b'yoyse. There's no hakpoda. Oshe hoyse daite meshubeshes. He has mental issues. He's, you know. Umocha loy beliboy, loy sotmoy. There's no midas over here. Loy echicha harizeh midas chassidus. Loy pina teira, ela mistomo. But the hakpada from the teira is on this mistomo. This feeling. Exactly what you would expect. Okay, good. Say it. Now, here, I don't get this exactly. I could have imagined anything, okay? But the amazing thing, Rambam puts in Halacha Yud. Chai vodem lizoya b'yisayim ha'amonis m'nei sh'nav shek sh'vela l'mo'oid v'rucha n'mucha afo p'yishayim ba'li momen. Then it goes on and on, okay? V'lo yachiv gufo m'b'avoida v'yochus ha'amonim yesim m'mon atzmoy kol ha'maktino o'chison o'hichiv libon. So I would have said this is a pool or something like that. And you get the impression in the Seder that it's something to do with Tikkun Cheves Adam. So I can't tell you anything about this, but this is what he has here, okay? Now, so I said to myself, Lashon Hora, up a brick wall, okay? Because Lashon Hora, the Rama puts Lachilus in Lashon Hora. At least we'll have to see about the translation and everything. But in the plain translation over here of Lachilus, he puts it in the Lavim of Amira. And it somehow got the Hilchus Deis. Okay? So I want to show you something. Okay? Listen to this. So he talks about Hamuragu B'Chaveiro, and he talks about they talk about the Chilus and Lashon Hora. Correct? The beginning of Perek Zayin? Correct? V'yeshom dvorim halacha dalet shehin avak Lashon Hora. This is very important. Avak Lashon Hora. So this is not the Deraisa, correct? Anything mentioned under here further in the Perek is not a Deraisa, correct? It's not the Lav, correct? Ketzad. And he says one case. Then he says, and it's another case. V'chein. I'm interested in the V'chein. V'chein. Hamasapa b'loshon hora derech schoik. V'derech derech kalas roish. K'loima. She'eino medaber besino. The question is if you could take the sinner out of Lashon Hora. It's only drabonon. It's only avak Lashon Hora. So it means Avak Lashon Hora and Chevsa is Midas. Tikkun Cheves Adam. Not the way he presents it over here. Okay? That was a change. Not what he said. He says, Kloima, She'eno Medabe Besina. Hu She'shloima Oime, Kimis Santea, Ayure, Zikim, Chitzim, Kain Ish. So this all, because sinner, you see, is part of it, okay? So that's sinner. Then he goes to Noikim and Noita. And now we're okay. And that's all the love. That's Mamish Gevaldik, okay? So that's what I was trying to tell you last week. That, I think, is 100% Beseder. Okay, next. Now. Now, next. Just interesting. The Seder of the Mitzvahs in the Lavim in Sefer Mitzvahs. Shin Aleph, Loisa says Shin Aleph. Shulalogagil, Shinem Loisel Chlochel Bamecho. Shin Beis, Shlolisnoi Belev, Shinem Loisisa, Sisnes Ochicha Belvovecho. Shin Gimel. Shelo lehalbin pnei odom mi Yisrael. Shenema lechech techich zamisecho. Vleisisa olov chay. Okay. So definitely vleisisa olov chay. However you're going to say in Minyan HaMitzvahs that it's basically on Averis, but it's also on a person who's chaytet to you, but the leisisa of chet is only the case of sinner. And this is together with that. Shin dalid leisikom leisito. Shin dalid shin he. So it all goes together. The interesting thing and the question is, if shlolugagil is also under this, so why did he put lolugagil? You know, if you already had this Seder in Minyan HaMitzvahs, why did he include Loshen Hara? Maybe that's not the Pshat over here, because the Shaila about the Gius of the text, okay? The Shaila about the text is the following. Maybe I'll deal with this now, since we're there. Okay, you see. Excuse me? It's like this. There's a shaila about the translation. Open up. What does it say? It says, "Vizhiru me'eze amira k'gon mashis hinu u'chilus v'loshen hora." Okay, u'chilus v'loshen hora. That's the amira. Okay. The problem is. The problem is that the question is, what's the translation? What's the proper translation over here? So I think he does also, okay? Kapach also translates it, okay? But if you look in the Tshuvos, in the Sefer from the Tshuvos from Rabbi Yeshua Nogid, the Rama's great grandson, he says that it's Eid Sheker. He translates this Arabic word. The Arabic word here, second, hold everything. I'll tell you what the word is. Here it is. Yeah, it's this Al-Giba. Okay? I don't know. I have no clue. You understand? He translates what he does. Okay? Okay? So. Okay? So if you take Rabbi Shua Nogid, the whole, he may not be mentioned with Chilas and Lashon Hora Bechlal, and there's no problem, and everything is Beseder. Okay? Interesting is, I discussed this with Rav Korach, okay? And he told me, even though he translated as Chilas and Lashon Hora, I asked him, what's the exact translation? What's the Pirush Miluli over here? See, he told me that it's basically Halshona v'Hashmotza. To defame, to slander, okay? Okay. To add to that, there's something more over here, okay? He uses this word also in Pirush Mishnayos. And this, I think, is the important thing, okay? He uses this word in Pirush Mishnayos and Ovos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tezayin, okay? So we discussed this about the Dibo Hanes or Rotsu, whatever it is, okay? Now let me just read to you. Dibo Hanes Umushorim Olov. Go in Eile Sheker. Vakizev, Vakozov, Sheker. Urchilus. And in the Machon, I think in one of the Pirushim, I think it's the Machon Amor, Va'alilus Dvorim Uklolus. There's Rechilus, Alilus Dvorim, and Rechilus. And he says, Psuki Ateo Yeru Alze Achelet, Ubuchol Navlus Aper, Veloshin Hora. Okay? So Bekitze is, and in the Makor, the Arabic Makor, is not the Loshin Hora. And not the Rechilus, because Rechilus and Lashon are a separate thing. This is something like Alilus Devorim, this is Hashmotza. Okay? So it's very clear that this translation over here is I mean, the Rambam, the way he used the Kirish Mishnah is L'chayra. I mean, I couldn't believe, you know, I got, you know, L'chayra is the improper translation. So then the problem is not a problem. The problem is only is what is Al-Giba. Because L'chayra, even the Rambam's great grandson, is a problem because the Rambam mentions Eide Sheker and he mentions Al-Giba, so it's something else. Okay? So I would have said that maybe it's Motzi Shemra. Okay? And I have a problem, but I have a problem with Motzi Shemra. Okay? And the problem is, wherever the Rambam talks about Motzi Shemra in Sefer Mitzvahs, and that I found, he uses the original Hebrew, doesn't talk about the Arabic. So, but the question is, he's talking about something, he says clearly, the Psukei HaTorah Mo'alav, so maybe he means Motzi Shemra. Now you gain something from this, okay? Because there's another problem over here, another problem. The other problem is like this. If you recall, when something is bichlal, it's not the ikalav, correct? And it's kilut drosha, it's something else, and it's not the ikalav. So the question is, could you imagine if what I'm saying is correct about the bichlal, and the Rambam's use of bichlal, and that's why he said, when he talked about agudas agudas, he said it's bichlal, because basically only drosha, remembering the lav from Seret, okay? Could you imagine that the Rambam over here, when he gives his examples of those things that the Torah is mitzaveh in Mazir, in Amira, and say something which is only b'chlal? B'chlal don't make no sense, correct? So there's another strike against Lashon Hara and Rechil. Let's say that. You see, Lamosho in Mitzvah Loisa se Shin Aleph. Okay? I just tell them it's an amazing puzzle. You know, there's a lot of other things. I'm not going to get to them, okay? But they're just Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph. Okay, Shin Aleph. The lav, he doesn't mention Lashon Hara at all. He mentions the chilus, and he mentions b'chlal av zeh motzi shem ra. Then, I think the lab of Loisisa Shema Shov. Just one second. The lab of Loisisa Shema Shov, at the end of it, well, I'll tell you what he says. Mm. also chuvas of Yeshua Nogid. This is like this going to say Sheila. Oma beklal chi ze algiba. Mahi algiba. Chuva. He ate the sheka. Vishal halish vishal shir is buru. Okay. Now, Eidah Sheker, that's okay. Because Eidah Sheker is allowed in the Reish Peh. See, if it's Eidah Sheker, he's right. Even though it's a working period, which is nice, he's okay. Because the love in the Torah, Reish Peh, he says, heal me, Oid Eidah Sheker. Vuoma Yisala, Lysana Berecha, Eid Sheker. Vanichbal Vizib, Lashan Acher, Eid Shov. Vuoiva Lavzik, Vagoza Torah, Vuchule, Vuchule. The problem is, also he does, he has Lashon Hara in Sefer Mitzvahs on the Losisa Shema Shav, but it's only Bechlau. So there's a problem of counting Moti Shemra and Lashon Hara, because it's only Bechlau in terms of Sefer Mitzvahs. And therefore, in terms of Sefer Mitzvahs, it would be good to say that it's Eid Sheker, because that's a Shalav. Okay? On the other hand, in the Pirush Mishnayis, it's Mashim Al Giba is something else. So that's the problem, okay? But to say that the Rambam is a problem of that we're talking about Lashon Hara and Chilus over here, and that's the Pshat the Shoresh, and it's like a kasha, you know, how he deals with the Midas, or is it a problem? Is he dealing with the Midas? I'm not sure how bad that is. Okay? Now, next. Now, now here, is something else. This Trish Zadam, okay, I just want to make a long story short, okay. This Trish Zadam, isn't it interesting that you found this Trish Zadam also in Shmona Prokim together with Leisika and Leisito, and Trish Zadam. He has it there also. But there it's because of Kas. The question is, what is this Trish Zadam? Okay? And what asho are we talking about? Because if you're talking about, right, well, which asho are we talking about? See here, there is a question that the mitzvah of Goyel Adam, but it's only after Gmar Din. It could be that there's no Chiyuv Misa, he has like this. There's a law of Loisus HaReish Sadi Beis. Shalolah Gmuchiv Hariga Kodim Shama Bedin. Shneemu Lo Yomus HaRotzeich Ad Om Delefnei HaRoedah. The question whether it's on all chayvei mitzvahs bezin, only rotzeach, is an issue. Mishnah Torah, the way he has the portei mitzvahs, shalomus rotzeach kishiyutze kodem amida bedin. But the question is, is this dafka alei degoyel adam? Even if it is Aide Goyel Adam, even if you take the Netziv's position that before Gmar Din, There's no chiv misa. But the chayre isn't the isa the ariga. Correct? Not, it's a pula. So what I thought is, when I asked Rav Kapach, what's the proper translation of this Gulas Adam? Okay? So he told me that it's the way the Arabs look, and almost, you're killing, the expression killing for revenge, okay? Or doing something for revenge, okay? So maybe the Ram is not referring to the lav of killing the Ritzeach or any Gmar before Gmar Din. It's an extension. It's an extension of it's part of Leisikom Leisito. Leisikom goes together Leisikom, and then he says Drish Adam Leisito and Leisikom and David Lidrish Dom. And the Rambam also in the Shmona Pokim puts it together. Okay? But the important thing, if that's correct, that the Rambam and the you might take that approach. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah, at least my Mishnah Teilosi, doesn't mention the Gemara in Yuma about that Leisikom is Dafkin moment. Okay? Well, there's a melech about it, this. Because what's happening over here, if it's Momoin, putting Drishas Adam together with Leisikom doesn't make any sense. And maybe Leisikom is this. It's also Midas. Anybody changed from Shmona Prokim, it was the Midas of Kas. And then in Mishnah Torah, he was talking about Tikkun Cheves Adam, this enmity that man has to his fellow man, the sin and enmity, and that's what we're talking about. Okay? So that takes care of this. So now, b'tatzavino, b'amiris ezet vo. Okay? I'm just not going to do everything, because whatever we finish with Shem next week, we're moving on. That what I made up. That's Adkan. But it's umamish. It's mamish. A lot of kolya tail. It's very interesting. Correct. Ubamiras v'tesavenu ubamiras eze dvorim kumash nistavenu lohides loy. Okay. So lohides loy could be mikol bikurim. Okay. Could be CBC Mitzrayim. Okay. This way they interpret lohides loy, and I think Rav Kapach also does in the other dishes the shabbeich loy. But my impression is this is more accurate, okay? We're talking about Mikabikurim, CBC is Mitzrayim. Okay? Now, more than that, okay? I'm not sure if it's Kiddush, because it might be Divrei Shevach. And Kiddush is not Hidah. Okay? The same way I said Derech Agav, it's not Poshur according to the Rambam, but that you can be Yotze with Kiddush Deraisa with the Tefillah, because it's only about Kosher. Kachere Mitzvah Sechel. There's no Divrei Shevach. There's Divrei Hidah. There's Divrei Shevach Shel Shabbos. Okay? Now, here we have it. Okay. Okay. Now, okay, the is like this. And the next thing, okay. He talks about tefillah l'spalo elov, okay? So l'cheir, what it means is, the Ram is a deraisa, that tefillah requires amir. Okay? And l'cheir, the tefillah and the divrei haidah are two separate things. correct? Even though tefillah has it in the seder of shevach, bakosha, and hoidah, the emphasis is it could be that's only Mishneh Torah. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs never talks about that. And even if it is, after the mitzvah is not the hoidah, the mitzvah is the tefillah, and that's the seder. There's an evid how he's mispalo, correct? The amazing thing is, I'll leave you with that, is that the Avavom Rambam in his discussion with Maisa Nisim, they talk about Mitzvah Halel. He says the Rambam also has a mitzvah of Halel. Okay? He is, you know, if there were Mitzvah Halel, how is it Magadish? It couldn't be a mitzvah. You know, it does not bother by the Machar Gagor. Okay? And then he says, and if you're going to insist that there is a Mitzvah Halel, it's Tefillah. Which is so counterintuitive and so amazing, you know. I'm just telling you, that's what he does. Okay? Okay? Ulis Vadis Alavoinis, so it means the Mitzvah Vidui is Dibur Dafka. And where the Tshuva is part of it, the Tshuva L'chayim is not part of it at all. It could be, it's a Hakdoma, and you need it in order to Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah is bad. And it could be, L'zvadis Alavoinis, it could be this also Vidui Maisis. Also could be the same thing, okay? Ulizvadis, okay, and this okay. And the Shav B'Sheker, you have to understand what it is. You have to ask yourself, you know, if you're talking about Eid Sheker, or if you're talking about Abshua Sheker, or in Bezna or something like that, I understand, okay? We talk about Ashua's Bitui, okay? If you're talking about Shavuos Bitui, a Labor, and you tell me that the Maisa is the Maisa Avera, then you have a problem. If you're talking about Shavuos Bitui La'oval, so then it's a problem of Dibur. But you see, you have also a major thing. If you're going to say that the Rechilus, or the Lashon Hara is in the Dibur, the question is, what about the Chofetz Chaim's issue of Ksav? Is the Rambam taking a position about this? And what exactly is he talking about? Okay? As I you asked me, well, I'm sorry about the delay. We're finishing at 9 o'clock, and this is it. Say that. Good morning.